The fifth avenue never looked so bleak. The falling stars never felt so weak. The tiny skirts never looked so cheap. Broadway dreams never felt at
There, you just heard our musical guest's latest song, Silk Stocking District, by Julie Curley, singer-songwriter, Canadian female indie artist, is with us right now. Hi, Julie, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Joe, and you?
I'm doing very well, thanks for coming on, and I did hear, and as I was listening to Silk Stocking District, it is beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the video, I know that you shot this in Upper East Side Manhattan.
Yes, indeed. We went to New York for a weekend, and we shot it on location.
Yeah. Now, why the decision at Upper East Side Manhattan?
Because the Silk Stocking District tells the story of feminine power, and it's the strength of a woman who won't sleep her way to the top to achieve success. And I've used the idea of the Upper East Side Manhattan to tell the story. So I use the story of silk stockings in conjunction with women's addiction, and also the history of Silk Stocking District. So it's the story of a young woman who seduces rich men living in Upper East Side Manhattan to make it on Broadway to advance a career. So I put myself, the singer, as the narrator of the story. And it's kind of a critique of many arts, if you may say, like music, theater, cinema, and entertainment, and other social spheres. And what some women do or often have to do to advance their careers. So it was kind of a feminist song, if I may say.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah.
So it's the idea of the stockings and silk stocking district and Manhattan. So that's why we shot there. Yeah.
Now, this song, I'm guessing you created this, you wrote this song.
Yeah.
And so is this of an experience of what you maybe have gone through yourself, or is this from no, from people that you, or stories you've heard, you put together, or what?
No, it's more a social observation, if I may say.
Yeah.
You know, and I really wanted to tell a story, because As once Cecil B. DeMille said, you know, the great filmmaker, he said the greatest art of in the world is the art of storytelling. So that's why I'm applying in my songs. You know, some are more personal and autobiographical, but some others are more like a story. Like Silk Stocking District, it's really a story and a critique, you know, in a way.
Now, Silk Stocking District, we're speaking with Julie Curley. You can visit her website, JulieCurley.com. It's JulieCurley.com. And is this song on the album Confession?
No, no. Confession is an album that was out in 2014, and it's a French album.
Okay.
So, but it's going to be on our new album. It's currently in production, and it's Factor funded, and it's going to be out in the fall. With many other songs. It's my first English EP. So Silk Stocking District will be on this one, but it's also available on iTunes right now.
Oh, so people can go and get it then too, because it is a wonderful song. And
thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I know that you're very busy getting this new CD out then in production and out by the fall time. And you're also joining the Rise Up Tour in the summertime, and tell me a little bit about this Rise Up Tour. I know you're in Montreal, and you're doing some shows in July around the Quebec area, but what's this Rise Up Tour?
So the Rise Up Tour is a tour organized by Rossmore Management Services, so all the artists are part of it. So in Montreal, it's going to be June 2nd, and I'll be with Simon Edley and Aaron Ray. And I'll be headlining the show, of course. And 3 days later, we will be in Quebec City, so June 5th, with Simon, with Aaron Ray, and with Karen Chris. So it's going to be amazing.
Awesome. And then what else is planned for the summertime for you?
We have a couple of shows locally in Montreal with my band. And we will be, of course, producing the album. So it's going to be a lot of work on this side.
Yeah.
And I have also a crowdfunding campaign that which is currently going on.
Yeah.
On GoFundMe. So I know that for the album I have some Factor funded, but you know, it's always great to have money from people that want to, you know, spread the word about indie music. So it's GoFundMe Julie Curley, so they can find me there if they want.
Awesome.
And people can get a pair of Dead Soxy.
Oh,
you know, that's the link with Silk Stocking District.
There you go. That's awesome. I was going to say there's got to be some kind of stockings with there somehow or whatever else. And people can also find you on social media. You're on Facebook and all over the place, but they can connect through your website, JulieCurley.com. And let's just give the band a shout out as well. Who's in the band and who plays what in the band?
Okay, so I write the lyrics, and I sing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play mandolin and harmonica, and I have my bass player, which is also a guitarist, and he's also the composer of most part of the songs, Gilbert Quentin. So he's my great collaborator. We began this adventure together. And afterwards, some great musicians came around. So we have Robert Massé on drums, and we have Jean-Yves Cardin on the keyboards.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you can hear them out if you're in the Quebec area, Montreal area this summertime. And of course, you can hear Julie on iTunes and hear the band as well. JulieCurley.com. Silk Stocking District is the song to look out for, as it will be on the new album too. Julie, we wish you all the best and continued success, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for this interview. And I want to thank Tracy also and Rustner Management Services, because they are a great help. You know, being an indie musician, we have to have a great team. So I feel fortunate on this.
Absolutely. And you know what? When the CD comes out, come back on, because I know we break for the summertime for hiatus. Okay. But we have season 10